SBS Radio.
You were 34 years old, my friend.
In a tiny cemetery away from the crowds and tourists that descend on the Somme every Anzac Day, Joe Flick is performing a very personal ceremony. He hits clapping sticks together to mark every year of a young soldier's life. Each strike echoes across the quiet fields just outside Villers Bretonneux.
It's quite an emotional journey. A lot of the families will never get over here to see their mob. And, you know, they died fighting for our freedom and 100 years ago. And it's very special that someone takes the opportunity while they can, and on behalf of the family, to say thanks.
Mr. Flick's grandfather Mick was a soldier here. He survived and returned to Australia. He was treated as an equal on the battlefield, but that was not the case when he went home.
I think while they were on the battlefield, they were certainly equals. When Mick got home, like a lot of other soldiers, Aboriginal soldiers, they weren't allowed to go into ballots for land grants. They were discriminated against. Every Anzac Day they might be allowed into a little enclosure, have a couple of beers, march with his mates, and then see you later.
Joe Flick is one of several thousand Australians retracing the steps of relatives who fought on the Western Front. Ian and Margaret Anderson both had grandfathers who served and survived. Ian's grandfather, James Percy Anderson, was a shearer from Longreach who had falsified his age to serve. He was 39 years old when he went abroad. Margaret's grandfather, Charles Stewart Davidson, was injured in battle. During his hospital stay, he met his future wife. The Victorian couple spoke with SBS after touring the new Sir John Monash Centre, a $100 million museum complex built behind the Australian War Memorial.
Just wonder how, you know, ordinary people could come to this place and do what they did and be thrown into battle where they probably thought they were going to die. And if the noise out of that presentation is anything to go by, and I suspect it was probably understated, I don't know how they survived. I really don't.
I think what's remarkable about it too is that it's not about glorifying war. It's about telling the story as it was.
A crowd of more than 8,500 people is expected at this year's Dawn service, a record in modern times. Grandstands have been built to increase capacity. Australia's Minister for Veterans Affairs, Darren Chester, says he has no doubt those attending will be respectful.
It's a huge event, but it's also important that it's a sombre event and reflects the spirit of the occasion. The centenary of Anzac is something which is very dear to the heart of the Australian people, and we recognise the service and sacrifice of the soldiers who fought here in World War I, but also our current serving personnel and our younger veterans who walk amongst us today.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.